Today is Monday, May 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It was a busy weekend. Busy weekend. We had Mix Minus, and it was a really fun show. It was Auntie Scott's birthday. And so Daniel had given him a buzzer that he could click from his house. It's a website where you can set up a buzzer and then someone can go to that page and they can click the buzzer and it will buzz on your computer, basically. And it's a way to play game shows or games with people remotely. And Daniel gave that to him and said, oh, during the show, if we're not talking about you enough, you can buzz the buzzer. And then Daniel had done all this work. He created a wheel sound effect so that he could, air quotes, spin the wheel every time Auntie Scott buzzed. And then he picked a random... Oh, now we have a memory from Drew, which is Auntie Scott's husband. And, or here's a clip from a thing that Auntie Scott did voiceover for, or whatever. By the end of the show, we were completely out of stuff because Auntie Scott buzzed and buzzed and buzzed. But what he didn't know, what we didn't tell him, is... we were going to give him a $100 Amazon gift card. And that was agreed upon by Daniel and I beforehand. We agreed upon $100, but we decided that every time the buzzer was buzzed, it was going to take a dollar off of the amount that we sent him. And we didn't tell him this. So when we got to the end of the show, we said, oh, by the way, you have buzzed in 35 times. And I'm sure it was even more than 35 times. But we said, you have buzzed in 35 times and we were going to give you a gift card worth $100. But now we're going to give you 65, which is actually the age he was turning. It was ironic. Ironic's probably the wrong word to use, but it was a coincidence that he buzzed in 35 times and that actually... made the amount we were giving him equal to his age. We didn't plan it that way, but it is what it is. So anyway, we had a good time, and he emailed Daniel and I and said he had a blast, and Tom and Terry were apparently over at Scott and Drew's house and celebrating Scott's birthday, and so they all had a good time, I think. Anyway, so... then that was the start of a busy weekend, and then on Saturday... because of COVID and the fact that we weren't driving a lot, and because I'm a procrastinator and I usually rely on Mark for these things, and he was, for whatever reason, Mark never procrastinates, but for some reason he was procrastinating about taking our cars in to get maintenance. We always went every 3,000 miles or every 3 months or whatever it was, and we would use the dealership because both of us had warranties on our cars. And both of us had a maintenance plan. I don't know if they're worth it or not, but whatever, we both had one. So I would get free oil changes and free other things. And he would also get free things on his as well. And when we both had Nissans, we would go to the same dealership. Well, because of COVID and we weren't driving as much, and now Mark has a Buick instead of a Nissan, and although the Buick dealership is right across the street from the Nissan dealership, so we can still go at the same time, but we're not going to the same place. But anyway, we had put that off for about a year. We hadn't taken our cars in to be serviced. And so we went in and he had scheduled it, and I thought he was going to start going to mine. I didn't even think about the fact that he was going to the Buick place. And so he said, oh, do you want me to schedule yours? And I thought he was scheduling both of them to the same place. I didn't even think about it. And I said, sure. So he scheduled it for 9 a.m. I said, let's do it early because we have a lot going on Saturday. We'll get it out of the way. and then we'll go on about our business. So we got up about 8 o'clock and drove to the dealership, got ready and then drove to the dealership. And we hadn't, because Saturday is weigh-in day, I didn't want to eat or drink anything, and I wanted to walk beforehand. So what I said is, oh, well, you know what? There are sidewalks all around the dealerships. We'll just walk on the sidewalk. I don't know if there's a trail or a park or anything like that, but I know they have sidewalks. I mean, at the very least, they have a big, huge parking lot with cars. We can just walk around the parking lot. And I said, so we'll check our cars in and then we'll do our walk. And maybe by the time we're done, or, you know, because I didn't think it was going to take that long, you know, maybe they'll be done. And so we agreed. And so we got there about 8:45. I checked mine in. He checked his in. And I told the guy, I said, I would like to do whatever needs to be done. Because, I mean, well, I don't know. I'm not a mechanic. And, you know, back when I had the Z3, for those of you who've been following me for a long time, I used to have a BMW Z3. And I wasn't, you know, I didn't make a lot of money at the time, but I was in a plane crash. And anybody who's been following me forever knows I was in a plane crash. I got a settlement from American Airlines. And so I used part of that settlement to buy a Z3. But I kept it for a long time. I kept that car for 15 years until basically the engine blew up. And so I drove the wheels off of that thing. I mean, I may have bought an expensive car, but I bought it used. I don't know why I'm explaining to you people, but I am. I bought it used, and so I got a really good deal on it. I paid cash. And then this car that I've got right now is the first time I've ever had a car payment in my life. But anyway, so I paid cash and I drove it for 15 years, but it was in bad shape. I mean, my ex slashed the tires. He slashed the roof. One year when it was frozen, I was on my third roof. It was a canvas convertible top. The first time it was my fault. It had frozen outside and there was ice all over the car and I needed to drive somewhere. And I was like, oh, I need to be able to see out of the back window. Well, the back window on a canvas top, at the time it was a plastic window. Well, I didn't realize when, if you punch a plastic window that's frozen, it will just break. So I punched my fist through the window and I probably drove that for 2 years. I put tape on it. Because I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have money to buy another top. I was in college at the time. And anyway. So, or for whatever reason, I don't know. Because I spent, it's a long story. Most of you know it already. So, and then when I finally got a new top, my ex got drunk one night and got mad at me and slashed a bunch of places in the roof. And I was poor at that time when I lived in Dallas because I wasn't making very much money. I had spent all my money from the airline at that point. And Maddie and I had bought a house that we couldn't afford. And anyway, so I never had money to take good care of my cars is the bottom line. So what I decided is that I'm going to take good care of my cars going forward. You know, I have the money now, and so I want to make sure that I get maintenance done and I get the oil changes done. But I'm not a mechanic, nor do I desire to be one. I don't want to learn about all that stuff. I only have so many brain cells in my head. And so I just, you know, stupidly, I don't know, maybe it was stupid, maybe it wasn't. I may never know. So I go up to the guy, I'm like, I just need to do, you know, whatever needs to be done. So he says, oh, well, let me check. Let me see what you're due for here. And he goes through the list. And I've always gone to that dealership. It's not the dealership I bought the car from, but I bought the car from a dealership in Texas because I bought it used. So I looked online and we drove to Texas and picked it up and brought it home a few years ago whenever I bought it. And so, but I've always gone to this particular Nissan dealership to get the service done on it. So they have a record of, you know, everything I've done. And he says, oh, you need to do transmission fluid. You need to do coolant. You need to do blah, blah, blah. I don't even know. He listed a bunch of stuff. And he said, that's going to be $800 or something like that. But, you know, here I'm thinking to myself, okay, I told myself I was going to take good care of my vehicles and I was going to, you know, I'll still drive it for a long time. I'm going to pay it off and keep driving it, or that's the current plan. I'm not going to be extravagant and buy a bunch of cars like every year like some people do. I'm not putting anyone down who does that. I'm just saying I'm not going to do that. And I don't really need a different car, so my goal is to pay it off and drive it for a while after I pay it off so I don't have a car payment. But anyway, bottom line, I was having this back and forth with myself, and I said to myself, well, I don't have time to do research and see if those things are really worth that much money, and I'm already here, and I want to take good care of my... So bottom line is, I said, okay, let's do it. Well, Mark and I went and did our walk, and that took about 45 minutes. Got back. I'm going to make this really short for you guys. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos. Mark and I were in two separate dealerships across the road from each other. Both of our cars took forever. My car didn't get done until about 11:45. So 3 hours. I expected to be done in an hour or two. And then I go over, Mark's car is still not done, and I go over, and I wait in the lobby with him until about 12:15, 12:20, and we were both hungry. I hadn't eaten, I hadn't drank anything, because again, I haven't weighed in yet. And so he said he wanted bagels, and so I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to go pick up the bagels and go ahead and go home so I can poop and then weigh myself, and hopefully... by the time I get all that done, your car will be done and you can come home. So we did that. And he was home about 5 minutes after I was, so that worked. And then we had bagels and cream cheese for lunch, because that's what he wanted. I was like, well, that's fine. So I had a everything bagel, a plain bagel, and a chocolate chip bagel. And I bought the honey almond. I only lost 0.6 pounds, so a little bit over a half a pound last week. And this week is probably going to be even worse because it was Mother's Day and my brother was in town. I told my mom, my brother and his wife haven't seen our new house. And so I said, hey, why don't you all come over for dinner on Saturday? And we'll do Mother's Day dinner here and Michael and his wife can see the house. But I didn't want to cook. And so I was going to order this really good barbecue place. Really, really good barbecue place. And I call them, and we'll have to talk about that more tomorrow if I remember. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.